The Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Aleph quotes Boy Reish Lakish Hamishtachvel Dekel Lava Mahu LeMitzvah. What's the Shaila? So the Gemara says, if you're talking Beilon Shenat Menchilu Lekach, if the tree was planted L'Shem Ashera, Lo Tiboy Lach, it's certainly possible to use it for the mitzvah of Lulav Hatzukas. Tafilu Lehed Yidnami Osa, because it's going to be Osa Bahanoah. Yeah, that's the pasuk in Chumash. Asher em tisra from Boish, and even though Elohim ha'horim Elohim ha'horim Elohim, even though mechuba doesn't become asa, but if not, metchilu lekach. All the Tanoim agree that it's asa b'anoah. So anything that's asa b'anoah can't be used for a mitzvah. We don't paskan like that. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "An chav chesam min aleph amachloikis amaroyim." We pass a mitzvah, slav nehonis nitna, that fulfilling a mitzvah does not constitute a violation of isuri hanor. A person takes neder not to get hanor from a lulav, he's permitted l'chatchila to use the lulav, because mitzvah slav nehonis nitna. So mustami have to learn pshat a little differently, even though it doesn't sound like it from the Gemara. Mustami have to learn pshat. Ve'ilun shenata metchila l'kach lo tiboy loch da'filo lehed yetnami osa, because it says tisra fun bo'esh. So since you have to burn it, so then the din is that kitoise mechta shiura. That's why, because whenever you need a shiur, hadasim and arabis need a shiur of gimel tvachim, and lulav, the Mishnah in Sukkah says, needs a shiur of dalet tvachim, one tefach taller than hadasim the arabis. So whenever you need a shiur, then there's a din that shalashera, shalabayda, shalera nidachas, whatever zaymed litzreifa, we say kitoise bech to shiura. That's probably what it means in the Gemara. It doesn't mean osabano. Let's say you have the Mishnah in the end of Temura, next to the last Mishnah, and Temura distinguishes between the various yisuri hanoa, some on nigbarim and some on israfim. So those are the nigbarim. Basa b'chalav is osabano. You wouldn't say kitoise bech to shiura. Only if it's Aymed L'Sreifa, and even Aymed L'Sreifa is also a big machlokes harishonim in Sukkah. Does Aymed L'Sreifa make Kitoise Mech Dushur even by Orla Kloy Akerim? The Mishnah there in the end of Tamura says that Orla Kloy Akerim is Nisrafim. He's supposed to burn it. So does that only, do you say Kitoise Mech Dushur only by Avodah Zarah or even by Orla Kloy Akerim? Tosis in a few places holds that even by Orla Kloy Akerim also Nisrafim, since they've been on Nisrafim, so it's Kitos Mech Tushur. The Bir Agro in Hilchas Gittin, the beginning of Hilchas Gittin has a long Bir Agro, that writing a get, the Gemara says in Gittin, if you write get on Isuri HaNoah, the get is kosher, so the Bir Agro talks about what if you wrote a get on Nisrafim, do you say Kitos Mech Tushur? Kitos Mech Tushur means that it's commissioned. By get, there is no minimum size. If you can write the whole get on a tiny piece of paper, it'll also be kosher. There is no minimum size. Kitos Mech Dushur means I treat it as if it's chopped up into tiny particles and it doesn't have the shear that it needs. So Lulav needs a shear of Dalat Tvachim. Hadasim needs a shear of Gimel Tvachim. The Shefa needs a shear of the Tefach. Kedesh Yechzen Abiyadav Yerol Lakan Lakan. But a get doesn't have any minimum shear. You have to be able to write all the words of the get, but theoretically, if you can write everything on a tiny speck of paper, it would also be good. So since it's no shear, you can't say Kitos Mech Dushur. And yeah, that's what the Bir Agro says. You don't say Kitos Mech Dushur since it's Aymer L'Sreifa, it's Kemisha Einom. So the Gro there, when he has that long Arichas, the beginning of Hilchas Gittin, on that Ramah, when the Ramah talks about writing a get on Yisrael HaNoik, quotes the Rishonim, adding comments on that Gemara and Gittin, so the Gro is of the opinion against the Balei HaTosfos. When you look in Sukkah, it's a machlokes, the Rive and other Rishonim. Whether you say Kitos Mech Dushur only by Avodah Zarah and by Atze Asher and by Irani Dachas, that's Aymer L'Sreifa, or even by Orla Kloy Akerim. There's a famous opinion in Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer writes, he was very close to his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, and he writes a Loshon, Lozozo Yodoy Metoch Yodi. He was always with the Rebbe, he was always watching everything the Rebbe did. And the Rebbe had trees that were Orla. He lived in Germany most of the time. He had trees that were Orla. He says he never saw the Rebbe burn the peiros that are Orla. Why not? How come? It's a Mishnah says it's Bisreifa. Then he has another kasha. How come the Rishonim didn't count it as one of the none of the Rishonim counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs? Asherim to Sufim Ba'esh is counted as a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah and to burn the Atzei Asher. But how come Orla Kla Kerem is not counted as a mitzvah? So the Pashtus, you can give a very simple answer. Why the Rishonim didn't count it? The Rambam gives you the 14 guiding principles. In the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he gives you the Kolalim. What belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what not. So the Rambam is of the opinion. The Rambam has this famous disagreement with the Gaonim. The Gemara says, "Kol ma shetamid basik gosel v'chadosh nemar lo l'Moshe misina." So the Goyim took it literally. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every din in the Mishnah Brura was told to Moshe Rabbeinu and Harsina. All the dinim derais. So the Rambam doesn't think that that's what it means. He thinks that many of the dinim derais were developed over the generation. That's why the Rambam calls it Divrei Sofer. When he uses the Lashon Divrei Sofer, sometimes it means a din derabanan. And sometimes it means a din deraisa that was developed over the generations by using the Yud Gimel Mina Shatara Nidreshes. And the Bezin in every generation, that's how the Rambam starts off Hilchas Mamrim. Bezin in every generation has a right to darshan the psukim based on the Mina Shatara Nidreshes, the way they see fit, even though the din was not bikabolot in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you mean that you have only, according to the Rambam, what do you mean you only have Taryag Mitzvahs? In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Taryag Mitzvah. So later on, after Moshe Rabbeinu passes away and Yeshua Ben Nun comes up with the Chiddush, he has to delete one of the Taryag Mitzvahs and replace it and put in the new Mitzvah that he just developed. Every time you develop a new din, you have to throw out another Mitzvah and replace it with the din that you were just Mechadosh. The Rambam says, no, Taryag Mitzvah is Torah Shebichsav. That's Pshuto Shel Mikra, they're a Taryag Mitzvah. Then in every generation, the Bezin will be Mechadosh, has the right to be Mechadosh additional din. So this din, how do you know that Orla and Klei HaKerem is Bisrefa? So it says by Klei HaKerem, Pentukdash Amleya Azeresh Atizra, and the Gemara has a drosha, Pentukdash Tukadesh. That's by Klei HaKerem. That's the drosha. That's a drosha of the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's not Lefi Pshutu Shal Mikro. Then we don't know exactly how Tesis, Rashi and Tesis on the last Omid base in Tmura. Tmura ends on Omid Aleph. So next to the last Mishnah has about Nisrofim and Igbarim. So Rashi and Tosfos say there, somehow there's some kind of a yafusa, they don't know what the yafusa, there's some kind of a yafusa which teaches us to equate Orla with Klei HaKerem. So just like Klei HaKerem is Pentuk HaDesh, the same thing is by Orla. So you can't count that as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. It's a drasha of the Torah Shemal Peh, it's not Mefurish Bikro. That's probably why the Rambam didn't count it. But that's what the Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva asks that question. How come the Rambam didn't count it? And how come the main kasha was how come his Rebbe never burnt the Klei HaKerem? His Rebbe never burnt the Orla. So the simple teretz could have been that Orla b'chutz la'aretz is not the same thing as Orla b'eretz Yisrael that Rav Chaim has on the Rambam. That Orla b'eretz Yisrael is in the Chumash and Orla b'chutz la'aretz is only halacha Moshe Messina. It's not the Geonim. Rav Chaim explains the Geonim were of the opinion that the halacha Moshe Messina came to interpret the pasuk differently, kisavoyal haaretz and entitem kol eitz meichel and parshas kedoshim, doesn't mean the mokum kiyam hamitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael. It means that's the zman tchilas kisavoyal haaretz. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, then wherever you plant trees in Eretz Yisrael or chutzlas, that's the zman nihug hamitzvah. It's not the mokum nihug hamitzvah. So Orla b'chutz la'aretz is included in the pasuk according to the Goyim. The Rambam quotes the Shitas HaGoyim that one who eats Orla b'chutz la'aretz is loike. So the Rambam says, how can it be loike? You only get malchus on a lab that's dumi the lab de chasima. The first step of a lab de chasima is it has to be written in the Chumash. It's Allah Moshe Messina. It doesn't say in the Chumash at all. So you can't be loike on that. So that's why the Rambam disagrees with the Gaon of Rav Chaim. Explains that's the machlokes. What's the nature of the halacha on Moshe Messina? The Rambam holds the pasuk reads kipshuta kisavoyal haaretz. Orla only applies lefi Torah shebichsav in Eretz Yisrael, and Orla b'chutz la'aretz says halacha on Moshe Messina, separate din. So all the dinim that say in Chumash, so there wouldn't be malchus on Orla b'chutz la'aretz because it's not the mefurish and the pasuk, not like lab de chasima. And the din that you need tzreifa wouldn't necessarily apply to Orla b'chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a din you need tzreifa. Orla b'chutz la'aretz, maybe there's no din of tzreifa. That's how the Ragat Shover suggests the answer to this kasha. How come you see from the Gemara, not the Chassam Sofer asked the kasha on his Rebbe, how come Yisrael Nas Nadler had Orla and he threw it in the garbage He didn't burn it. So he's bad. How come he didn't burn it? Pineshu asked the kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara says if you have other b'chutz lords, you have to throw the peris in the garbage. The Pineshu asked on the Gemara, why do you throw it in the garbage? Isn't it supposed to be b'sreifa? So the Ragachava says the same as Rav Chaim. He says it was Orla b'chutz lords. Orla and Eretz Ataki would have to burn. There would be a chiyuv to burn. Why it's not counted as a mitzvah? Because it's not lefi pshuto shel mikra. You don't include all the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Pe. That's how the Rambam writes. That's all pipashta. So the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva is bothered with these two kashas. The first kasha: how come his rebbe never burned the Orla? And the second kasha was: how come the many hamitzvah never counted it as a mitzvah? So yesh li ashev boifanim acherim. So the Chasam Sofer doesn't say the terutzim that we said, the standard terutzim. Says the terutz is that there's no chiyuv in the first place. Then no one ever said there's a chiyuv to burn oil on klei akerem. There's a chiyuv to burn erin idachas. Lulav shal asher b'shal erin idachas. That's a chiyuv to burn. Oil on klei akerem, the Chasam Sofer just says, if you burn it, it'll be afram mutter. But it's not that there's a chiyuv to burn it. There's no mitzvah to burn it at all. I remember once a Talmid Chacham was asking Rabbi Gift, the Zichrono Livracha, Akasha, how can you say, how can the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this Chasam Sofer, and he thinks that it's gewaldig. So Talmid Chacham, one of the big Talmid Chacham of the generation, was asking Rabbi Gift once, how can it be? It's against Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim explains in the Sefer that HaNisrafim Afra Mutter is because the Rishonim say Nasis Mitzvasan. So what is Nasis Mitzvasan? Rav Chaim explains what kind of din is. He says the whole Isa Hano, something start off as an Ibasa B'chalav is an Isa Hano. All the Nigbarim start off as an Isa Hano. But if you have Nisrafim, it doesn't start off as an Isa Hano. It starts off that there's a mitzvah to burn it. And then, if you're going to get Hano from it, that constitutes a Bitla mitzvah. It doesn't require you have to burn it this second. There's no Bayra, Bay Matzah in it. There's a mitzvah to burn it sometimes. If you're going to get hana from it, that constitutes a bitla mitzvah. But once you've already burnt it, so nasis mitzvah say. So of course it's got to be mutabana. The whole isa hana stems from the fact that there's a mitzvah to burn it, and getting hana constitutes a bitla mitzvah. But if you say like the Chasam Sofer says, that there's no chiyuv to burn, there never was a mitzvah to burn on a klar kerem at all. The only thing, if you'll burn it, then it'll be mutabana afra muta. But it's not that there's chiyuv. So he says, how can the Chasam Sofer say that it's against Rav Chaim? So Rabbi Gifta said, the Chasam Sofer was allowed to disagree with Rav Chaim. He learned in Delft. He's not from the Brisker, so he wasn't so stunned with the, he wasn't so taken with the kasha. It's a very strong kasha. So Luchared, the Gemara's kasha over here was not that Asher Shanot Metchila Lekachas Osabano, and therefore you're not allowed to use it for the mitzvah. Osabano, we should really say mitzvah slavle honest nintin, should be muta, should be had to gomer lechatchila. The kasha problem means that not only Afila Lehdi Nami Osir means Osabano, what it means, it's Ton Sreifa, it says in the Chumash. Ton Sreifa is Kitoise Mechdu Shura, and the Lulav needs a Shia Vdalat Tvachim. So I consider as if Kitoise means, like it says, v'chiteis nechash and tanachoshes, to chop it up into tiny particles. So it's treated as if it's chopped up, so it doesn't have the hashivas of the shir of dava tvoch. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, kiti boiloch, we're talking about a case. Okay. Kiti boiloch, alib de rabbonu, linye mitzvah mai. What's the shayla? Mi mois klapi gavoya oiloi. Yeah, so then the Gemara, the Gemara says, Kiyosa, this was Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. So someone came to Bavel, Talmud Bavli was not written in Eretz Yisrael. Someone came from Eretz Yisrael and said over what Rish Lakish Shaila was. Kiyosa Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, no, it's a different, Rish Lakish had a different Shaila. Vashere Shebitla come and boile. If it's Ashera of a Jew worshipped Ashera, Sabbat is Osho, he said, Ain't no Bitl. But if it's an Avodah Zarah that a Nochri worshipped, then it doesn't belong to a Jew, and then you get a Nochri to be Mevatalit, so then it becomes a Mutabana, and then it's no longer going to be a Chiyuv Sreifa. Not going to be a Chiyuv Sreifa, it's not going to be Kitoy Semech Tushur anymore. So that was the Gemara Shai, the Kiyosar Abdimi Yama. He said, what Rish Lakish really said was the following. Masher Shed Bitlu coming by, they got a Nochri to be Mevatla Asher. The suffix was, Yesh Dicha Oitzel Mitzvahs, Ein Dicha Oitzel Mitzvahs. That's the Shai. What is the topic of dichui? So dichui is a din. The original din of dichui is going to get to karbonus. If you have a carbon that was puzzled for some reason or another, and then later on the siba of its psul disappears. So do you say once it was puzzled for a minute, so you can never use it again for purpose of hakrobus hakabonus? So they say no. Once the psul goes away, so you can. So that's the topic of dichui in kochim. Yeah. But the Gemara is beferish, the din of dichui doesn't only apply. People wonder about this. It's a beferish in Gemara, the last of the Marmukaims in Zvachim Taf, Nun Tes Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, you had a Beis HaMikdash, you shechted a korban, and you have dam in the kli, and then the Mizbech was nivgam, so there's not ravua, and the Mizbech is only kosher for Zrikas HaDam, when it's ravua, if it's not a perfect square, it's possible. And then, so you have the dam in the kli, and you make sure that it doesn't congeal, make sure that it's still liquid. Then you get someone to fix the mizbech. It'll take an hour or two. Someone's going to fix the mizbech, take cement, and make it ravua again. You wait till it dries, shine, and then you can you be zorik the dam or not? So the Gemara says that that's also a din of dichui. The carbon itself is kosher. Nothing happened with the carbon, but the mizbech was nivgam. So you're unable to mizbech. The Beis HaMikdash. Someone burnt down the mizbech. Someone destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And then they fixed it again. They fixed it, and he still has the dam. So you see, beferish in the Gemara that the din of dichui doesn't only apply if there's a psul in the carbon, even if the carbon itself is kosher, 100% carbon kosher. It's a side reason why you can't be zarek the dam, because the mizbech is not ravu as nivkam mizbech. You still say the din of dichui. Yeah, where did they get all the tanoim agree that there's a din of dichui? The Gemara just has a machlokes amaroyim, and the Gemara suggests possibly it's a machlokes hatanoim, whether yesh dichui b'balei chayim or not. What if you have a carbon and you never shechted it yet? So the Gemara explains in Yuma, Adav Samach Dalon and Aleph, the Gemara says everything is based on a pasuk. That's what the Tosfos Shoshanim there explains. The whole topic of dichui, the whole din of dichui, the makor is a pasuk in Chumash. The Torah says that if you have a carbon that's a balmum, you can't be makarvin. What if it's a balmum oiver? It's only a temporary mum. It's going to get better by itself. So the pasuk says, "Ki mashchasam bohem mum bam." So the Gemara on the Darshan's pshat in the pasuk, "Ki mashchasam bohem mum bam," calls man that it has the mum. If you makrib the carbon when it has the mum oiver, even though if you would have waited another couple of weeks, it would have gotten better by itself. But right now, you were makrib the carbon when it still has the mum. So the carbon is pasul. But if you wait a couple of months and the mum gets better by itself, And then you makrif it, it's a mum kavua, but you did surgery, so you made it get better. The din is you can only be paid the korbanus if it has a mum kavua. If it has a mum oiver, you can't be paid. So what if it has a mum kavua, but if you'll do surgery, you'll make it oisbal mum. But kolzman, you didn't do the surgery, that's called a mum kavua. That's a taisus and b'chairis like that. That even though if you do surgery, you'll remove the mum, because when you don't do the surgery, that's called a mum kavua. So if you have a mum kavua and they did surgery, so it's chozer lehechsher, right? So the pasuk says, "Ki mashchas b'ham mum v'ham kolzman," that it has the mum, you can't be makrif it. If you wait till it heals, or you healed it, you did surgery, then it will be kosher. So you see from the pasuk that there's no din of dichui. Even though the carbon was pasul for a while, it was a mum, it's a bal mum oiver, or it was a mum kavua, and then you did surgery, you healed it. So the pasuk says that it's kosher. So the Tanaim understood the mashmois of the pasuk. That's what the Tosfos Shoshanim explains on that daf, on Samach Daled, the Gemara Samach Daled, the Ben Aleph, and all the Tosfos Shoshanim are backed up over there. So it's an Amud base. They're an Amud behind. So the Tosfos points out the mashmois of the pasuk is that this kula, that after it gets better, you can be makrif it, only applies to mum oiver. It doesn't apply to other psulim. Manishtana mum oiver from all the other psulim. So that's a machlekes amarayim. Why? So one amayra is of the opinion mum is the exception to the rule. But any other animal, even if it's still alive, there would be dicha even in a balichai. If you have a korban that's still alive, even before the first avodah of shechita, there would be a psul of dicha. And we paskin not, so we paskin balichai meinim nidochim. Until you do the shechita, if the animal is alive, whatever the psul would be, let's say nivkam hamizbech, you have a carbon, a magdusha carbon, and then the mizbech was nivkam, so you can't be makrivit, And then they fixed the Mizbech. So then, even though you magdush the korban before the Mizbech was nifkam, and it became possible, since there was a few hours where you weren't able to be makrib the korban because the Mizbech was lacking ribua, we pass on the balachai main and the dochim. That's the pshat. Not that mum is the exception to the rule. Mum is the exception to the rule because the animal is still alive. What kind of a din is that? Balachai main and the dochim. So that's explained as follows. There is a gemara in Menoches on Daf Ayin Ches on the base where the gemara discusses the details of the din of Sakan Mekadosh. When you shech the korban, so the sakan is mekadosh the korban. That's a big machlekes. The first tesis in Perak Yezel Mekoyman. The Mishnah says, "Kachikachim shchitasim atzofim v'kibul domim v'klisharis batzofim." So why doesn't it say shchitasim v'klisharis batzofim? Only it says shchitasim atzofim v'kibul domim v'klisharis batzofim. So it sounds from the Mishnah, based on the contrast, one line after the other, that shchita doesn't need the klisharis. You can shecht with a klicho. That's one opinion in Tosafot. The other opinion is, now how can you say it's not a klisharis? The Gemara says sakan mekadosh, and the Gemara says sakan mekadosh is like klisharis is mekadosh. That's like when you put menachas in a sochim. If somebody donates a bottle of wine to do nisuch hayayin, or somebody donates a bottle of oil either to do nisuch of shemen, the Gemara says such a thing, it's not about a shemen to bring a korban of shemen alone, or a person is magdish shemen or to mix it mincha b'lul b'shemen to do b'lila and a korban mincha. So when you make kedusha speh, when you take the bottle of wine or the bottle of shemen, and you say harezeh kodesh for the purpose of nesachim, so it only gets kedushas damim lamizbech. Doesn't begin to get the kedushas aguf lamizbech until you put it into a klisharis. That's the opening mishnah in Perak HaMenachas van Sochem in Menachas. Daf kuf on the base. Unlike behemoths and oifas, if you say hareza shlomim, hareza oila, if the person is mechuyev achatos, hareza achatos, or he's mechuyev, let's say achatos oif and an oila soif, he's mechuyev, and then he's magdish or stam, he wants to give an adova oila soif. So when you magdish behemoth or an oif as a korban, it gets right away the kedushas haguf la mizbeach. But if you magdish, let's say you have $1,000 and you put aside, this money should be dedicated to buy a korban shlamim, to buy a korban oil. So that's called kedushas damim lamizbech. There's a din of me'ilan kedushas damim lamizbech. Also, the Mishnah says if someone sets aside $1,000 to bring a shlamim, so the $1,000 is kedushas damim lamizbech for a kochim kalim. So kochim kalim, there is no din of me'ilan. If you moil the hegdush, you have to give him kermachemish and bring Hashem me'ilan, so then kochim kalim, there's no din of me'ilan. But if you set aside $1,000 to buy a korban oil, or to buy an oil is a kachikachim, or to buy a chatas, if you're mechuyev a chatas, you're not mechuyev a chatas, it's not bob and edom and adobe, you can't be magdashit. But if he's mechuyev a chatas, and he sets aside $1,000 to bring the chatas, then it has only kedushas damim la mizbech. So kedushas damim la mizbech, there is a din of me'ilo, there would be a din if it's oimet to kachikachim. If it's kedushas damim la mizbech to bring a shlamim, then the Mishnah said there's no me'ilo. But the dinim are not exact. The dinim are not the same. One is kedusha aguf lamizbech, and one is kedusha damim. There are differences. If you have a kedusha aguf lamizbech, then it doesn't have pidyon, unless it becomes a balmum. If you set aside $1,000, of course it has pidyon. You only gave a kedusha damim in the first place. You never gave a kedusha aguf lamizbech. So the Mishnah distinguishes. The Mishnah says that the first Mishnah Hamenachas van Sochem. If you magdush a behema or a oif as a korban, it gets right away with the kedusha speh. You say hareza loyla, hareza lechatos. If he's chay lechatos, so then it gets right away kedusha aguf lamizbech. Mashenikan, if he set aside hamenachas van sochim, yayin or shemen or mincha for that matter, so then it only gets, even when you say the kedusha speh, it only gets a kedusha zdamim lamizbech. It doesn't get a kedusha aguf lamizbech until you put it in a klisharis. So this is a problem that Merkabas HaMishnah raises. The question, Merkabas HaMishnah is a chibra on the Rambam, a classic. So Merkabas HaMishnah asks, what is the Gemara talking about? Sakan Mekadosh. You don't need the Sakan to be Mekadosh. The behemoth, when you magdish it, it has already a Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech. Menachas and Sochem need a Klisharis to give it a Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech. But the behemoth and the Oifas has right away Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech. So what do you mean the Sakan is Mekadosh like a Klisharis? You don't need klisharis for behema and oif. So the Merkavas HaMishnah says you have to add on another level of Kedusha. If you would have set aside $1,000 to buy a Korban Oilah, that the $1,000 would only get a Kedusha as Domim Lamizbeach. When you set aside a Behem, it gets a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach, but until you do the Shechita, it doesn't yet have a Kedusha as Korban. You have to say that there's a third level. There's one level Kedusha as Domim Lamizbeach, one level Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach, and then the third level. If they do the Avodah Rishonah, if they do the Shechita, one day in Tosfos says that Sakan the Kaddish because the Sakan is a Klisharis. And the other day in Tosfos, you don't even need a Klisharis. The Ramam Shita, if I'm not mistaken, the Ramam holds Lachatchili, you need a Klisharis, but the Ebed, it's kosher even without a Klisharis. There are three opinions whether the Sakan has to be Klisharis. So according to the Rishonim, hold that Sakan doesn't have to be a Klisharis. So how do you translate the words in the Gemara in the Sakan the Kaddish? So it doesn't mean that Sakan is, the Gemara says, Mekaddish like a Klisharis, and it's Machlek Satanaim. To what extent to what extent is it similar to klisharis, and what extent is it not similar? So it doesn't mean that it has to be a klisharis. What it means is the avoda rishona is mekadesh. Before you do the shechita, the reason why balachayim ein in dochem is because let's say I have a behemas chulin. The Tosfos is shonim there in Yuma and the Avsamach Dalan and Beis gives this much. Person has a behemas chulin. There are a lot of behemoths in the world. All over the world there are behemoths. So let's say the Mizbech is Nivkam, and then they corrected it, they fixed it. So you say all the behemoths in the world are Pasul HaKrav, if you hold Balichayim Nidochem. All the live animals in the world can no longer be brought as a korban because there was 2 hours when the Mizbech wasn't Ravua, so hold the Nidchi Yidochem. So the Balichayim is saying, no, the Din of Dichay only applies if it has Kedusha. If you have a behemoth chulin, the whole Din of Dichay doesn't apply. There's a Gemara that's a little misleading in Kiddushin Dab Zayin, the top line on Zayin on the base. Rabbi Yechon says, a behemah shol shnei shutfim. One of the shutfim is magdish the behemah, but he only owns half of the behemah. Or whatever, he owns 30%, and the other shutfim owns 70%, but he doesn't own the whole behemah. So when he's magdish the behemah, he can't be magdish it. Only part of it. He can't be magdish the part of the behemah that belongs to his shutfim. So in the first place, it never got a full Kedusha Saguf Lamizbeach. So Rabbi Yechanan says that nonetheless, the Din of Dichay, Rabbi Yechanan holds Balichayim Anidochim, we don't pass like him, he holds Balichayim Anidochim, and even though it's only Kedusha's Domim, so he says, Yesh Dichay B'Domim, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says, Shema Min Atlas, you see three dinim from Rabbi Yechanan's Shita, that Yesh Dichay B'Domim. So some misunderstood the Gemara to mean that if you set aside $1,000 and only has to buy a korban oilah, so it only has a kedusha as damim la mizbeach. So if the mizbeach is nivgam, and you couldn't, the mizbeach was lacking ribua for 2 hours until they came and they fixed it. They put cement and they fixed the ribua, so you can never again use that money to bring a korban oilah. So that's not a double salvation. It can't be. It's not correct. It didn't have a full. You don't. Just like on a behemah chulin, there's no din of dichay. The Rishonim say a davar pasha like that. So if you magdish it, but if it didn't have kedusha aguf lamizbeach, so there's nothing to discuss. The whole machlokes amoraim and the machlokes atanaim there in Yuma dav samach dalet and in kiddush and dav zayin machlokes whether balechayim nidochem or not, because balechayim even though the Kedusha's Peh gave the Balchai Kedusha's Aguf Lamizbech, but it doesn't have the Kedusha's Korban till you do the Avodah Rishonah. And we Paskin Balichai Meinim Nidoch has to have the full Kedusha. So if you only set aside $1,000, it only has Kedusha's Dam Lamizbech. Nobody would say that there's a Din of Dichoy on that. What's the Loshon HaGemara? Yesh Dich B'damim. No. The Gemara says if you're Magdush Ne Shutfim, and one of them is Magdish the Behema as a Korban Oila, a Korban whatever, a Korban Shlom, Korban Oila, doesn't make a difference. When he's Magdish it, it has no Pidyon. It has a Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech. It doesn't just have a Kedusha's Domin. It has a Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech. But you can't be Makrif it. It doesn't have a Kedusha's Hakrov it, because half of it is Chol. I can't be Magdish the Chelik that belongs to my Shutav. So the Gemara calls that Shema Mino Yesh Dicha B'Domim, even though it doesn't have a Kedushas Hakrava yet, because part of it is Chulin, still there's a the Din of Dicha will still apply. So again, so the original mocker for the institution of Dicha is really the Pasikim Mashchasam Bohem Mumbam. That's what the Tosfos Rishonim points out on that Gemara in Yuma Dav Samach Dalet. So and the Pasik says The pasuk is mashma that this is an exception to the rule. Only by mum oiver this din applies. Even though the korban was pasul for a couple of weeks, when the mum heals by itself, or if you heal the mum, you did surgery, you made it get better, so then you could be makriv it on the mizbeach. But by other psulim, you wouldn't say you could be makriv it on the mizbeach. So that was a machlokes amaroyim, or maybe a machlokes hatalaim, as the Gemara suggests there. Why is Balmum different? Balmum is the exception to the rule. I mean, no, because the animal is still alive. In Kodem Shechita, it only has Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbech, doesn't have a Kedushas Korban yet. They quote a Kasha, the recent Svarim quote a Kasha from Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin, that the Gemara says in Braise, Masechah Shabbos, and Daf Chof Aleph on the base, that the Chashmonaim found Pach Echad Shel Shemen. There was only enough oil to light for one night. But the Gemara says they had to make a new mizbech. The Gemara says they had to make a new menorah. And the Gemara has a machlokes. The new menorah that the Chashmonai made, was it made from metal or was it made from wood? All discussion in the Gemara Menachas. They had to make a new menorah that's famous, but they also had to make a new mizbech. That's befair. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Nun Beis Amen Beis, quotes it from a Mishnah in Midas like that. So Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin asked Akasha, how can they even use the shemen? The shemen had lokas haminara is also like an avoida. True, the Gemara says had loka lab avoida. Had lokas haminara is not an avoida. When you get to the din of mazar being chay misa b'day shamayim, mazar akor of yumas. If a non koyin is makor karbon, it's chay misa b'day shamayim. So the Gemara says had lokas haminara is not an example. Doesn't this din of mazar akor of yumas that the non koyin does hakrobus karbon is chay misa b'day shamayim doesn't apply to had lokas haminara? So, but the Pashtus certainly is an avoida. You're supposed to have a kohen do it. I'll be Pashtus. The Rambam has a chiddush. Rambam holds that even a zar can be madlak the menorah. The Rabbi asks, it's against the pasuk. It says in the chumash that you need a kohen to do the hadlaka. So the Pashtus is hadlakas hamenorah is an avoida. So that's what Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin is quoted as having asked the kasha. How can they even use that pach echad shel shemen? Why didn't we apply the principle of dichui? There was no mizbech. The mizbech was nipsal. So worse than ravua. Nivgam, you have a mizbech, but it's not ravua. Here the whole mizbech became posel. So how could they use even that pach echad shel shemen? Should have been dichui. So some suggest, who says that the shemen was even hukdash in the klisharis? Maybe they manufactured shemen zayis for the menorah. They never were mekadosh it. It didn't even have a kedushas kli. Even if you say that it did have a kedushas kli, the Mishnah said hamenachas vansoch mishikidsha bekli. Until kiddush kli, it only has kedushas damim lamizbech. It's like Moshe l'mal davadam. You would set aside $1,000 to bring a carbon oil, or to bring a carbon shlamim or something. So when you set aside $1,000, only has kedushas damim lamizbech. So menachas nisachim, after you put it in the klisharis, then it gets a kedusha guf lamizbech. But until you do that, by the rishayna, it should be the same as bali chayim made in the dochim. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a sefer. Every so often we quote from that sefer. He had there was a period of time he had trouble with his eyes, so he couldn't read Gemara, and his whole life was learning. So he had somebody read a light sefer to him. The light sefer was davening miluim. So that somebody read Avnei Miluim to him, and as the fellow was reading, so he was dictating comments on Avnei Miluim. And then, every comment, they put a number, 1, 2, 3. Then after he got better, and he looked in the Ksavim that the fellow wrote, so some of them he didn't like. Some of the paragraphs that he wrote he didn't like. He was dictating the whole thing. So after he was reading it, some of them he crossed out. And then later on, someone printed this manuscript in America. So there it goes, number 1, 2, 3, 15, 16, 17, 21, 22, 23, 33. It crossed out a lot, but he didn't like. So when they printed that sefer in America, Sir Blazer Silver was involved in the printing of the sefer. So they have in the end of the sefer, they have ha'oris from Blazer Silver. So he has this ha'or in the end. It's based on a ritva beginning at Kiddushin, on the Abzayin over there. That there's room to say that just like bi paskin la halacha balechaim einam nidochim. Why? Because when it's a balchai, it doesn't have the full kedusha. It only has kedusha saguf la mizbeach. But to use the terminology of the Merkavas HaMishnah, it doesn't have a kedusha korban. Does not get the kedusha korban till lavoi de rishayna. Not because it's a live animal, live animal is not a reason why it shouldn't be possible. A live animal only has kedusha guflam, mizbech doesn't have kedusha skarban. So true, a menachas van sochem shikit shebekli has a kedusha guflam, mizbech, the same as a live animal. But kolzman, you didn't do the avodah rishonim, you didn't do the kmitza. The kmitza, that's a long brisa in the beginning of the second parak and soita. Just like the redalar avodah sadam by normal karbonis, shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. So the redalar avodah is in every karbon mincha. So the kmitza is parallel to shchita. So Rashi explains there in soita, beginning of the second parak. Why is it parallel? Because shchita, what's the definition of the avodah of shchita? So we usually assume shchita, you kill the animal in a specific way. So Rashi says that's what shchitas chulin is all about. That's the way to kill the animal, that it shouldn't be an isa nevela. But shchitas an avodah means you mevare the chelik avoya. You separate the dam that you're going to be zorek on the mizbech from the rest of the animal. So Rashi said that's why kemitza is the parallel to shchita, because you mevare the chelik avoya. You're going to be makta the kaimetz, and the rest of it is going to be nechal to the zichri kuna. So kemitza by the mincha is parallel. Then you do Kabbalah Saddam, the parallel of that is the Kiddush HaKaimetz. You take the Kaimetz, the Kohen does the Kmitz in his right hand, puts the Kaimetz in another Klisharis. When you do the Kmitz, the Mincha has to be in a Klisharis. Then he takes out the Kaimetz, he puts it into a different Klisharis. Then you have, just like you have Hoylochas Saddam, so you have Hoylochas HaKaimetz at the Mizbech, and just like you have Zvika Saddam, so too you have Haktoras HaKaimetz. So those are the Dalal Avodas by Mincha that are parallel to the Dalar Avodah Saddam. So if you hold the way we pass on the halacha, this Rav Lezer Silva's Einfal, based on a Ritvua at the beginning of Kiddushin, that just like we pass on Balechayim Einam Nidochim, why? Because the true, it has to use the terminology of the Merkevus HaMishnah, true, it already has a Kiddush Sagruf HaMizbeach, but until Avodah Rishon, it doesn't have the Kiddush HaSkorban, a deeper level of Kiddush. So to by Menachas and Sachem, even after Kiddush Kli, has the status like karbonis while they're alive. Has the kedusha aguf lamizepah. It doesn't have the kedusha karbon until they do avoid the rishayna. So until you do the kmitza, it doesn't have. Let's say by shemen for the menorah. So some answer the maril diskens kasha. He asked, how could they use the shemen, the pach echad shel shemen? But the mizbech was nipsal for a long time. They had to make a new mizbech. So why wasn't it dicha? So some say, who says that it was even a skadish in the klisharis? Maybe they kept it in a klichol. And Merachas and Sochem, before you do Kiddush Kli, only has Kiddush HaDam in Lamizbech. It's like setting aside $1,000. It doesn't have Kiddush HaGuf Lamizbech. But Afilim Timtzi Leimar, even if you'll assume that they did put it in a Klisharis, why should you assume? Even if you should assume that they were Mekadosh, that they put it, maybe that's why it was Munach B'chasam Shol Kain Gadol, means that they already had a Kiddush Kli, but they didn't yet do the Hadlaka. Kozman, you don't do the hadlock, it only has a kedushas dam in lamizbech. It has a kedushas guf, not lamizbech, has a kedushas guf le hadlock, but it doesn't have a kedushas korban yet till you actually do the avodah. So it could be that that's the teretz. So again, so the original mocker for the whole institution of dichoy is by korbanas. So the Gemara is mistapik over here. Does it carry over to mitzvah? So they say no. It's a tashmishi mitzvah. They don't have, it's only by karbonis. Maybe it doesn't apply to mitzvahs. There is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Nun Gimel on the base. Famous Gemara, famous Tosfos. The last five lines in Tosfos, they're bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says that you can only eat maisesh. Today we can't eat maisesheni. We mafish maisesheni today. This year was a maisesheni year. I think this is the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. Last year, last Erev Pesach, people did beer because it was a Shana Revi'ah. So this year, the fifth year. So there is Ma'aseh Sheni this year, but we can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim because of three reasons. Number one, we're all Tomei. Number two, the Ma'aseh Sheni is always Tomei. And it says, Lo Bi'atim Men B'Tomei. You didn't eat it in a state of Tumah. Neither you should be Tomei, nor the Ma'aseh Sheni should be Tomei. Number three, the third reason is, the Gemara says, "Afan pasuk b'chalta shama f'neshem alkecha ma'aseh digonich b'sirosha v'tzarecha l'chores b'korcha b'tzarecha." You can only eat ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim when there is a mizbeach banui. You don't have to eat the ma'aseh sheni in the Beis Hamikdash, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So just like b'chalta f'neshem alkecha ma'aseh chores b'korcha b'tzarecha, you have to eat b'chor b'hema Torah in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara learns afan a pasuk, you can only eat korbanos when you have mizbeach banui. When you're able to be makrib the karbonis, then you're able to eat the karbonis. If you don't have a mizbeach banui, then you can't eat the karbonis. So since the pasuk puts together v'chalta shama afnei Hashem lekecha, ma'aseh degan chusah v'chores b'karcha b'tzanachas, he can't eat ma'aseh sheni b'zman hazeh, because we don't have a mizbeach banu. So the Gemara says, so wait a little bit till someone, you brought your ma'aseh sheni to Yerushalayim, wait till they fix the mizbeach was nivgam, wait till they take some cement and they fix the mizbeach, and then you can eat. Wait a few days, wait a few hours, wait a few days till they fix the mizbeach, then you can eat the ma'aseh sheni. So Tosfos asks the kasha, what does it help if you wait? What happened to the din of holman itchi yidochi? Isn't there a din of dichui? So Tosfos comes up with this answer. No, the din of dichui is only by karbonis. It doesn't apply to mitzvah. So that's what the achrayim has kakasha. There's the chanibay the leiv shita here. It's quoted in Mishnah Brura, in Hilchas Shofar, and in Hilchas Lulav. Our Gemara, with the Gemara, same Gemara appears in Sukkot Daf Lamed Gimel. So it by the leiv shita, it's a sveika dedina. So sofik daraisa luchumra. Mishnah Brura quotes a lot of Rishonim. Sofik daraisa luchumra. Whether yesh dichoi b'mitzvahs or ain't dichoi b'mitzvahs. So the Gemara wants to prove it from the Mishnah in Perek Kisei Adam. If you shecht chai v'yoif, you have to do Kisei Adam. What if Kisei HaRuach? What if Kisei HaRuach? So right now the dam is mechusa, so it doesn't make sense to take. The dam is mechusa now, so there's nothing to do Kisei Adam about. If Chozav and Izgal, if you did Kisei Adam, you did Kisei Adam, and then it's Chozav and Izgalah, then you're not mechuyav to do Kisei Adam a second time. Once you did it, you were Yotze. But if I didn't do Kisei Adam, it was Kisei HaRuach, happened by itself, so Kozman, that is Mechusa, there's nothing to do Kisei about. But Chozav and Izgalah, so then the Gemara interprets the Mishnah that you're mechuyav to do the Kisei Adam. So you see, so the Gemara brings the Rai from the Mishnah that ain't Dichei Eitzel Mitzvah. That's not exactly the way we understood the whole din. We understood the whole din of dichoi mitzvah a different word. There's a din of dichoi by karbonis, if the korban was nifsal, or even if the korban was not nifsal for some reason or another, nivkam ha-mizbeach, he can't be makarvit. So once he couldn't be korif for 10 minutes, so it can't be chayz of the korban later on either. So the Gemara had a suffix whether that din applies to tashmishe mitzvah or not. But there, what is a shayda kisei adam? What the mitzvah is fulfilled with the dam? The dam is a chefta shal mitzvah, and you couldn't do the mitzvah with the dam. So it's a little strange. Is that the pshat in the Gemara? Is that the pshat in the Gemara? Very strange. The Rosh, in the end of Moed Katan, quotes from the Maharam Gutenberg. He uses the lashon ein dichoi eitzel mitzvahs to prove a different thing. He quotes a Gemara in Yevamos, in the middle of Yevamos, in Alamed, it's around Alamed Gimel or so. That a kotan who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos until he became bar mitzvah, hevish de Cyrus in the middle of Shabbos. So the first half of Shabbos he was only mechuyav to observe Shabbos mederabbanan mitam chinuch, and after hevish de Cyrus in the middle of Shabbos, then he's mechuyav to observe the rest of Shabbos menater. So the Maharam Rutenberg was bothered with a question: why is he mechuyav to observe the rest of Shabbos? But he was a kotan at the beginning of Shabbos, and he understood, the Maharam understood, that the mechuyav to observe Shabbos is chal the opening moment of Shabbos. The Bein HaShmashes of Tchilas HaShabbos. So he's bothered with the question, but the kid was a cotton then. So why is he mechuyev to observe Shabbos later? So the Rosh writes, I don't understand what the question was. So the Rebbe passed away. But it's not fair that he disagrees with the Rebbe after he died. If the Rebbe would be alive, he would rip me to pieces. After the Rebbe died, I'm going to shlag him up. He said, it's not right. But he said, he doesn't understand. Why did the Maharam Rutenberg think that the mechuyev of Shabbos is the first minute of Shabbos? Every minute has Kedushas Hayom. But that's what the Maharam Rutenberg understood. So he's bothered with the question, how can the Kotan Shehigdal Be'emtza HaShabbos, how can he be mechuyav to preserve the second half of Shabbos Menator, but he wasn't bar mitzvah b'tchilos HaShabbos. He says, you see from that Gemara, ein dicha etzel mitzvahs. It's a different, they're not talking about a chefetz at all. They're not talking about a chefetz. You're talking, when the mechayiv occurred, the mechayiv didn't apply to me. Can you have a mechayiv lach hazman? The Bein HaShmashes of Tchilas Shabbos is mechayiv everyone according to the Maharam. According to the Rosh, every moment of Shabbos has Kedusha, and every moment is mechayiv b'yisim alacha. But according to the Maharam, the first moment of Shabbos is mechayiv. So even though I'm a cotton, but it can be mechayiv me lach hazman. That's the way he uses the Melitza. So that's why that led the Maharam Rutenberg to believe that we pass in the halacha. There's a big machlekes in the Goyim. Is there a din of chinach and avelus? A person dies and he has children who are not children or siblings or not yet bar mitzvah. So there's a machlekes in the Goyim. Is there a din of chinach and avelus? Every day we pass in, there's no chinach and avelus. true, the Avelis, we assume everything is all Medrabbanan, but still called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the Raisa Tikkun. So the Maharam Rutenberg has a Chiddush. What if the Kotan is Higdal in the middle of Shloshim? The din is that if a person didn't hear about the death of the relative till after Shloshim, so then it's a Shmua Rechoika. You only observe Avelis Shachas. If he finds out about the death of the relative within Shloshim, then so Shmua Kroibas, he has to start observing the whole Avelis. So that's the Shaila. The cotton, the child was a cotton when the relative died. He heard about the death, but there's no chi of chinuch even the rabbanon. That's how we pass. There's no chinuch even the rabbanon on the cotton on Avelis. But then the cotton higdil, the cotton because by mitzvah in the middle of Shloshim. So the Maamar Merk says that he's mechuyev when he becomes a gadol. That's like a shmo kreiva, he's mechuyev to observe Avelis. I better to time the mechayev was chal, the stimus agoylo. The Gemara Kapur wasn't mechayev him at that time. So he says, just like the Bein HaShmoshes of Tchilos Shabbos is not Mechayev, the Kotten B'Shaita, it's Mechayev L'Chazman, so that's what the Maram Rutmerg uses a Loshen, Ein Dichei Etzel Mitzvahs. Maybe that's the way he read this Gemara, also Ein Dichei Etzel Mitzvahs. So it's a little problematic if that's what it means. So what was the Zustalt to the Din of Dichei? It's not the same as by Karbanos. The question, did the Gemara mean it's the same, that the Kima Mitzvah is fulfilled with the Dam, or it means that person wasn't b'chuyah for a while. Anyway, so the Gemara says that Mishnah in Chulin is, we're not sure, Sipukimus of the Mishnah says you have to do Kisei Adam, Kisei Haruch v'chazim Nezgali, you have to do Kisei Adam. So the Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah means b'toras sofik, not b'toras vadei. We live in an abayi the leib shita, whether yesh dicha etzel mitzvahs or not. So that's why Rabbi Yosef Engel has a safe on Yeriday, that's called Oitzvus Yosef, so he points out, he says the poskim don't point it out. He says they should have said you do kisei adam b'li bracha, because it's a sveka d'dina. Whether you chayv and kisei, whether yesh dicha etzem mitzvah, ain't dicha etzem mitzvah. So you have to do the kisei adam b'li bracha there. It's not a vada. It's a sofik. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. It's a sveka d'dina. Whether yesh dicha etzem mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah has it in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and Hilchas Lulav as well. Okay, this is part of what I had in mind to say. Okay, I'll finish some other time. Thank you.